has seen Toy Story 4? Put your hands up. Oh, lots of you. Did you like it? Was it a good film? Will you recommend it? Because I have seen Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3. I haven't seen Toy Story 4. I have got it on DVD, though, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing it. And you say it's good, so that must be good. I love this time of year as well. I love Toy Story. I love Christmas. Hands up if you like Christmas. Oh, that's a resounding I do. I love the lights. I love the Christmas trees. I love the presents. I love seeing my family. But, more importantly, for me, it's not about Toy Story, but Christmas is about God's story. Christmas is about God's story. Okay, have a look at this picture. Can you see your favorite character from Toy Story there somewhere? Now, they're not all there, because if we put all the characters from Toy Story on a slide like that, it would be too big, we couldn't get it on the screen. But you might see just one of the characters you think, oh, I liked him or I liked her. My favorite person's Buzz Lightyear. I think Buzz Lightyear is great. And we're going to watch a little clip from Toy Story 1. So you may not have seen Toy Story 1. And this is where Buzz Lightyear appears for the first time. Now I want you to listen very carefully to this film clip, because I'm going to test you on ask you a couple of questions about it. So let's watch it and listen carefully while it's playing. Thank you. Wow. Okay, so first question for you. In that clip, Buzz Lightyear says, "My name is Buzz Lightyear. I come in." You sure? Yes, you're right. And in this clip, he's with the aliens and he's got his hands up there and he's saying it again. "My name is Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. I come in peace." Well, listen to what God's story tells us. We had this read to us a few moments ago. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." So Jesus could say, "My name is Jesus, and I come in peace." Let's have another look at Buzz Lightyear. So Buzz Lightyear here is saying, and see if you can get this one right, they pressed his button and he says, "Buzz Lightyear to the rescue. Buzz Lightyear to the rescue. And let's have a look at God's story again, shall we? Because in God's story, it says, God rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safe into the kingdom of his dear son. That's Jesus. So Jesus can say, "Jesus to the rescue." Now we're going to have a think about that for a moment. Jesus comes to rescue us, but rescue us from what? Well, he rescues from darkness, and put it another way, he rescues us from all the bad and the wicked and the wrong, nasty things that happen in our world and in our lives. And this is where our Chris Dingle comes in. And I'm just going to take one of these. We made these earlier. And there you've got a big picture up. We're going to have one of these each later. Let's have a look at the Chris Dingle, shall we? The orange does represent our world. And the candle, well, that represents Jesus, the Prince of Peace, coming as light into our world, which is broken and hurting, to rescue us and to bring us his peace. Let's have a look at the next picture. In this one, Buzz is being talked to very severely by Woody, and he says, "Buzz, You are just a toy. You can't do these things. You're just a toy. And it's true. Buzz Lightyear is just a toy. He can't rescue anybody. And he can't come in peace. He works off batteries. But Jesus can do these things. Jesus can rescue us. And he can bring us peace. Because he's the real deal. He is really with us. He's the one that brings us peace. He's the one that brings us hope. He's the light in our darkness. You see, it's not about Jesus, a tiny little baby in a manger. And you think, oh, isn't that sweet? He grew up. Let's have a look at this Chris Dingle again. There is a red ribbon around the center of our Chris Dingle. And in God's story, we read that he loved, that's God, he loved the world, he loved you, and he loved me so much that he sent his son Jesus, who grew up to be a man, and he died, shed his blood, hence the red ribbon, that we might know his peace, that we may know his rescuing and his joy, so that we might be forgiven. Now let's have a look at Buzz Lightyear again. This is something else Buzz Lightyear might say. He might say, to infinity, lovely, to infinity and beyond. Did you know that's exactly what God's story says? He says, God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. That's to infinity and beyond. We can be friends with Jesus. We can know his peace. Not just today, but tomorrow. And when you're 95. And to infinity and beyond. That's how wonderful God's story is. And what about these wonderful sweets and good things all around our Chris Dingle? Well, they represent all the good things that God gives us. But they also include his love, his joy, his peace, his presence with us. And if you take God's story seriously, you will also know his friendship. He will be your best friend today, tomorrow, forever, to eternity and beyond. Now we're going to listen to a song that was sung in Toy Story. And I'd like you to look at the pictures as you think about this word, these words in the song. And think about Jesus being your friend to infinity and beyond. Thank you.